Welcome to our special five-part medical mystery series, Beating the Odds. Every day this week, we're telling the true tales of medical miracles that shocked the world. Today we're discussing Jose Salvador Alvarenga, a Salvadoran fisherman who spent over 13 months adrift at sea and survived. For more remarkable feats of survival, tune in right here all week long to Beating the Odds. In the meantime, enjoy this episode. Every day, thousands of fishing boats set out for sea, and on a good day, they all come back. But every so often, disaster strikes. Very few sailors survive more than a month lost at sea, and even fewer survive two. And in 2012, no one had survived more than 5 months adrift on the open ocean.
So the expectations were low for Jose Salvador Alvarenga and his fishing partner Ezequiel Cordoba. In 2012, they were washed off the coast of Mexico and into the open ocean. For months, they remained stranded in the Pacific.
The next year pushed them to the brink and became the stuff of legends. When an emaciated, parasite-infested Alvarenga washed ashore alive after 400 days at sea, it was a miracle. Welcome to Beating the Odds, a five-day special series for medical mysteries. I'm Richard.
And I'm Molly. This is our third episode on remarkable, inspirational people who survived extreme medical emergencies.
Today we're discussing Jose Salvador Alvarenga, a Salvadorian fisherman who overcame starvation, dehydration, mental deterioration, and parasites. He survived the open ocean longer than anyone else in recorded history.
November 17, 2012, was going to be a great day on the water. 35-year-old Jose Salvador Alvarenga and 23-year-old Ezequiel Cordoba set off early in the morning for what was supposed to be a routine 30-hour trip. Their small 25-foot boat was full of supplies, tarps, a large cooler, bait, plenty of gas, some food, and 16 gallons of water.
They sailed 50 miles off the coast where Alvarenga felt the most at home. The fish were biting. They reeled in mahi-mahi, tuna, even a shark. There was no competition. They were the lone boat floating on this stretch of ocean. All afternoon, their GPS said they were exactly where they should be.
But something was wrong. The winds picked up, and the sky in the distance grew dark. As evening approached, they packed up and started to sail home.
It was too late. The storm caught them unprepared. The boat blew off course, the two men at its mercy. The lightning flashed and the waves battered the sides of the fiberglass hull.
Alvarenga did his best to hold his boat together. The pair desperately bailed gallons of seawater over the side through the night.
By the time dawn approached, there appeared to be a lull in the storm. Alvarenga noticed their GPS had gone out, but it would be okay. He could see the coast miles in the distance.
But as Alvarenga pushed his engine to get them home, it began to sputter. His mind was racing. If the engine died, so would they.
He radioed ashore. SOS, he needed help. Someone asked for his coordinates, but without his GPS working, he couldn't tell them. Soon, the lull in the storm subsided, and the boat was tossed around like a toy in a bathtub.
The storm raged, blowing them farther west into the expanse of the Pacific Ocean. The storm was so violent, Alvarenga had to throw their supplies overboard to keep from capsizing. They only kept the cooler and a few of their tarps.
4 days later, when the storm finally settled, the pair could take stock of their situation. Water stretched in each direction as far as they could see. There was little food, and the only drinking water they had was rain left over from the storm.
Without food, the human body shuts down within a couple of weeks. But in the absence of drinking water, anyone would be lucky to make it more than 7 days.
It didn't help that the sun beat down on the two exhausted men, making them parched. The first few hours dragged on, and then those hours turned into days.
They desperately needed something to eat, but their fishing gear had been lost in the storm. So Alvarenga did the only thing he could think of. He hung out over the side of the boat and did his best to catch the fish with his hands. It seemed to take too much time, but time was all they had.
Fortunately, Alvarenga caught a few fish.
Experts believe that this was the key to his survival, since there is plenty of fresh water inside the meat of a fish, and their blood is a decent source of hydration. On good days, they were able to catch a few seabirds and the occasional turtle. But while these were a good source of nutrition, the fish also contained parasites.
Parasites come in all forms and can wreak havoc on a person's internal organs. Some ocean parasites, such as liver flukes, can grow up to 15 millimeters inside of their host and lay additional eggs to spawn even more. Usual symptoms include abdominal pain, indigestion, and nausea. But if left untreated, parasites can lead to advanced complications such as cancer or even sepsis. A case can make life miserable for anyone infected, and if the complications go untreated, they can lead to death.
Before long, parasites took root in Alvarenga's liver.
And he had no way to flush them out. Life on the boat was already tough. Food was scarce, and their skin cracked from the ceaseless sun. Their only relief came from shifts under the empty cooler. Yet somehow the pair survived a miraculous 4 months.
But at that point, Cordoba began rejecting food.
Voluntary stopping of eating and drinking, or VSED, is common in people suffering from a terminal illness as a way to hasten their death. Studies have found that patients engage in this behavior if they believe their quality of life is poor and find continuing on pointless. VSED can be viewed as a symptom of mental decline caused by the body slowly wasting away, or as a final act of control.
Either way, Cordoba refused to eat any more fish. His body slowly shut down, and within a few days, he died.
Alvarenga refused to admit that his companion had passed and continued to talk with him for 4 days before he finally pushed Cordoba's body over the side.
As he hit nearly 5 months on the open ocean, Alvarenga had lost all sense of time and lost his grip on reality. He would imagine glorious landscapes and worlds to help escape the reality of the situation, that he was going to die, all alone, out in the middle of nowhere.
At this point, he knew survival wasn't likely. He had already surpassed all previous records, like that of Poon Lim, a Chinese sailor who survived 133 days on a life raft in 1943.
Alvarenga survived 200 days, then 300. But all the while, his body was wasting away. His kidneys shut down, likely from dehydration. This caused his ankles to swell up, making it hard to move. His hair matted and he was perpetually weak. The small amount of food he caught was split with the parasites in his body.
He saw countless sunrises and sunsets, all just as beautiful but meaningless without time. Rains would come and go, and his boat would float on.
But one day, something changed. His landscape. Was his mind playing a trick on him? It could be, but he couldn't take that chance. The boat was too heavy to maneuver with just his paddling arms, so he gambled with his life. He bailed over the side of the boat and swam to the little sliver of land. It took all of his remaining energy, each stroke nearly exhausting him, before he washed ashore on Tile Islet in the Marshall Islands.
Alvarenga noticed a small house and stumbled to meet the two locals who had come outside. He had been adrift for 428 days, and he had traveled well over 5,000 miles across the ocean. But he was finally back on land and quickly taken to get medical help.
Local doctors noted Alvarenga was dehydrated and malnourished. His mental state was fragile, and he had a hard time recounting his journey. But his most serious condition was the parasites infecting his liver.
They'd only increased over the 14 months he'd spent eating raw meat at sea. Without proper care, they could have killed him. But luckily for Alvarenga, treatment was simple. A few oral antiparasitic medications cleared the infestation up.
And within a few weeks, he was ready to head home to El Salvador. He was welcomed back as a miracle.
Alvarenga's story traveled all over the world. He's the only person to ever survive living out on the open ocean for over a year. His story is one of sadness, but ultimately, triumph. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to discuss another medical miracle.
You can catch our other episodes of Medical Mysteries for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.